Good morning, everybody. So there was a lot of feedback about the shiur about opening cans on Shabbos, and then on Shabbos afternoon at Shalosh Shudas, Shabbos evening at Shalosh Shudas, we had those cereal bags, and people were asking about ripping open the tab on the cereal bag, and then on Shabbos it has that resealable. It's not a typical cereal box where you open. There are two issues with the cereal box. You have the box, and then you have the bag that's inside of the box. But over here in camp, we don't have the boxes, right? We have the bags of, I guess, that because the brand of Tanug or whatever brand it is, I guess doesn't. I guess that's why it's cheaper because they don't have boxes. I don't know, but it's just ripping open the bag. So the question arises: are you allowed to open up snack bags or cereal bags on Shabbos? So let's talk about that one. So first of all, all of this material is still lifted directly from Rav Eliyahu Goldwich's Smichat Chaver program, where he's been discussing these issues. And like I said last time, I think he has a very helpful way of thinking about all of these issues that you just put together. You go down the list of six different potential issues, potential problems, and you see which one, or if any of them, are going to be a problem when it comes to the particular type of packaging that we're discussing. So we're going to talk about Bona and Soser and Asiyas Pesach and Korea and Mechatech and mochik, right? That if you have any of those six issues are going to be an issue, then you're going to have a problem. So we have to discuss, is there a difference between different size bags? Are you allowed to open a bag of cereal? Are you allowed to open plastic wrappers around like a nice popsicle stick or something like that? Can you pull the plastic tab that opens up a package of baby wipes, or the cardboard tab that opens up a package of tissues or something like that, that leaves a nice opening at the to pull it out from? So let's first start with Bona and Sosa. The Yisr Bona and Sosa, as we discussed last time, when it comes to cans, the Gemara says Ein Binyan Bekelim Ve'Ein Stira Bekelim, and we had Machlokas Rashi and Tosos. Is that to be taken literally, that there's never Binyan Stira Bekelim, which is how Rashi understands, or do we assume like Tosos that no, Ein Binyan Stira Bekelim when it comes to a Shvacha Kli, when it comes to like a weak kind of kli, that which is mustaki, but that which is a significant and sturdy kli, there would be binyan stira bekelim. Either way, when it comes to a cereal bag, ain binyan stira. There's not going to be an issue of binyan stira, because at the very least it would have the status of a mustaki. It may even be more than that. It may even be more of a reason for hatter. It may have the din of chosados, which is the discussion of date leaves that are used, of palm branches that are used to make a basket that only holds the dates so that they can ripen, and then you just rip it open and discard it, where that's not an issue of binyan stira at all. Furthermore, Rav Moshe and Orach Chaim Chelek Aleph Sim Kuf Chaf Beis Oz Vav paskins that there's no issue of binyan stira bekelim with anything soft, anything, any material that's a soft material. Binyan stira with regard to kelim is only kelim made out of very strong material, wood, metal, pottery, and that would create an airspace between the walls of the kli. But there's no issue of binyan stira when it comes to soft materials that would just naturally collapse on itself. So like we said when we were discussing cans, Rashi and the Gra hold that there's no bona v'soser by any kelim, and Tosfos holds that weaker kelim there's no bona v'soser, so we could knock bona v'soser off the table. We could take it off the table, right? That's not going to be an issue when it comes to opening up the bags. And let's move on to the next issue. What about makeh b'patish or asiyas pesach? Same thing. Asiyas pesach, if you fashion a nice pesach, that's considered to be a violation of makeh b'patish. Is that an issue when it comes to these bags? So Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds that if you make a nice opening, as we said last time, for the sake of reusing it, to have it for long-term use, so that opening will be beneficial for you going forward, not just on this one occasion when you're looking to empty out the contents of the bag, then it's a violation of Asiyas Pesach because you're perfecting the bag for the sake of reusing it. That's a real makeh b'patish. But Rav Shlomo Zalman writes that in the yeshiva or at a simcha where the bag is going to be finished in a short amount of time, you open up one of those cereal bags at Shalosh Shudas. I don't know, the waiters don't put it back, do they? Meaning you finish whatever's in the bag, and if you don't finish whatever's in the bag, so that's it. It gets wrapped up with the tablecloth and probably gets thrown away. So it's a one-time use kind of thing, so that's not considered to be a violation of Asiyas Pesach. But if you make a nice opening in a bag that will be used over a few days, that might be a violation of Asiyas Pesach, because you're creating a nice opening that perfects the bag for the sake of reusing the bag. So let's say on the baby wipes, you know, you open up, you guys don't know much about baby wipes, you probably never changed a diaper in your life, but if you open up the tab and then it comes out like tissues then, and so that is something, you're not going to use all the baby wipes in one use on the baby. No baby messes up a diaper that badly, right, that you're going to use it all in one use. It's going to be for the sake of usage over time. It'll take you a week, 2 weeks, whatever it is, to finish the entire box of baby wipes. That would be a problem, according to Rashi Zalman. A tissue box that creates a nice opening for the tissues to dispense one at a time, that would be a violation of Asiyas Pesach. Making a nice small opening in the corner of a cereal bag might be a problem, meaning if you're going to open up like the bags that are inside the box, where you don't just open up the whole top. You normally open up just from the side a little bit, so that when it pours, it doesn't all pour all over your bowl and overflow, nor does it pour so slowly that it's frustrating. We'll take questions after. That it pours so slowly that it's like frustrating. It pours in a way that's reasonable, so that l'chora would be a problem, according to Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, since a cereal box in a person's home normally is going to be reused over and over again, so that l'chora would be a problem of a Asiyas Pesach. But if you do it in a way that you show you're not trying to create a nice opening, you just rip open the whole top, so you open up the entire top of the bag, that l'chora is not going to be a problem. So if you have like the tissue box and you open up from the side, so that would not be Asiyas Pesach. That's not a good Pesach. When you open up from the side, you're just opening up the whole side of the box, and it doesn't dispense normally in that way. So when you open up bags of food that are usually fully opened at the top, so that's the question. Is that called Asiyas Pesach? Meaning a bag of potato chips. No one opens a bag of potato chips halfway. So if you open up a bag of potato chips fully, but that is the way it's supposed to be opened, that's the best way to use it. And let's say it's a large party-sized bag of potato chips, it's going to take you some time to finish. So do you consider that you're making a nice opening for the sake of reuse, where it's going to be Asiyas Pesach? Or do you say, nah, that's still not Asiyas Pesach, because you're just opening up the whole top? So the Shulchan Aruch and Simishin Yudal Sivav paskins that when you remove the top of a barrel, it's mutter if your intention in doing so is to have easy access to the contents, and not really because you want to make a nice hole at the top of the barrel. And the reason is because you're not really improving the barrel, you're really ruining the barrel by taking off the whole top. So in our case also, fully opening the bag really ruins the bag to a certain extent, so you're not fashioning a nice Pesach, it's just that's the easiest way to access all of the potato chips that are in the bag. So if you open up the potato chip bag all the way, l'chora, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman, that would be mutter. So okay, so now we had the first real issue. When it comes to Asiyas Pesach, on the cereal bags, l'chora, if you open it in a way that is either entirely open at the top, or you're opening a bag that's going to be used in one sitting, that it's not going to be reused over and over again, either way, that would be mutter, according to Rosh Hashanah Zalman. What about the issue of Korea? Korea is a significant issue. There is a fundamental machlokas whether all bags have a din of chasalos. Chasalos, again, is those palm branch baskets that dates would ripen in which case there would not be, might not be subject to Korea, or it's only considered like a mustiki, which is what Tosa said is like a more weak kind of kli, but a kli nonetheless. Chasalos aren't a kli at all. A mustiki is a kli, it's just not a strong kli. So, a mustiki is not subject to bona v'soser, it is certainly subject to Korea. So, how do you view these bags? So, if Shlomo Zalman Auerbach holds, it's not clear. At certain stages in his life, he held one way, and then it seems that he changed his mind, told a different way. There's a Rav, I think we mentioned last time, Rav Hanan Kohn, who wrote an entire sefer all about packaging on Shabbos, and he was a ben bayis by Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he insists that everything you see from Rav Shlomo Zalman that assumes that modern packaging is not chosalos, that it's anything stronger than chosalos, is just something that he held earlier in his life, but at the end of his life he clearly changed his mind, and he held like Rav Meisha also that it all has a din of chosalos, which is a very big kula. It would turn out that you don't don't have to worry about Kare, you don't have to worry about any of these things. I was talking to Rabbi Shai Shechter. He said, I never heard of this. He's also teaching Smichas Chavis. I never heard of this Rav Hanan Kohn before. He's like the world's expert on packages. He probably like works for Amazon or something. Like he seems to know all the different kinds of packaging. Okay, so I don't know if he works for Amazon, but he knows all the different types of packaging. So according to Shlomo Zalman's Maskana, L'chore, at the end of his life, then it would not be a violation of Korea either. However, in the Sefer Ochel Shabbos, Rav Rubin, also a Talmud of Rav Shlomo Zalman, and doesn't typically argue on Rav Shlomo Zalman, but he heard from Rav Shlomo Zalman before the very end of his life. So he held that Korea could apply to Chasalos. And accordingly, even if it is Chasalos, Korea could apply. And according to what Rav Shlomo Zalman initially held, that the bags are a mustaki, that they are a kli, they're just like a weak kind of kli. So you have to see whether there's going to be a problem of Korea over here, whether it's going to be an issue of Korea. So how are these bags made? If you actually go on YouTube and you look at the video of how potato chip bags are made, it starts as like one long tube of plastic, and they seal shut the bottom of the bag, and then they dump a few potato chips in, then they seal on top of it, and then they cut right in the middle of the seal. So the next bag is, you know, so that when they seal the top of the lower bag, they're also sealing the bottom of the next bag. And then they dump a few potato chips in. It's a machine. It's not someone dumping it in. The machine dumps in an X amount of potato chips. Then the machine seals the bag. So it starts as like one long plastic tube. And once the proper amount of chips are in it, then it compresses the top opening of the bag. And once it's sealed by that compression on the top, it also seals the bottom of the next bag up. And then there's a knife that cuts the seal in the middle that leaves the bottom bag sealed in the top and the top bag sealed on the bottom. So Shlomo Zalman is quoting Shmir Shabbos Kilchus and Perek Tes, Sif Chaf Aleph, as saying that there is no Isser of Korea when you open a bag in the regular way on Shabbos. That's based on what the Mishnah writes in Sim Shin Mem Sif Katan Mem Hei. Because the Mishnah says that you're allowed to separate paper that mistakenly gets fused together or glued together. Because Isser of Korea is only if you separate something that was sewn or stuck together that was meant to stay that way permanently. But separating something that was only mistakenly glued together is not a violation of Korea. Meaning one could make a very cogent argument. You ever take out like a garbage bag on Shabbos and you know that they're like folded, you know, when you get the big rolls of garbage bags, so you unroll them and it's like you feel like you're ripping something open when you put, so that's mistakenly fused together. It's just the it's compressed so much and wrapped together so tightly that it's like mistakenly fused together. I would argue that that is mutter, that is not a violation of Korea. So Shlomo Zalman says something that's glued together, he takes it a step further, not mistakenly, purposely, but with the intention to be opened shortly thereafter by the consumer, is not considered something that's sewn together, and therefore opening it is not considered korea. So opening a bag in the normal manner, according to Shlomo Zalman, is mutter, even if you don't treat the bags like chosalos, you treat them like a mustaki, it's still going to be mutter, because or if you treat it like chosalos, and chosalos are also subject to korea, either way, according to Shlomo Zalman, it's still going to be mutter, because it was meant to be opened shortly thereafter. And that's in fact the sheet of Rabban Tzion Abba Shaul in Or Lezion Chelek Beis and Chav Zayin O Zayin as well. Now, the halacha, generally speaking, when it comes to tofer and korea and kosher and matir, all of these types of malachos, is, let's say, kosher and matir. What makes a knot a knot? Why? When do we consider it to be something that's a kesher shel kayama? So only if it's meant to last for a while is it considered a kesher shel kayama, and then the isra of matir is going to apply. So the same is true when it comes to korea. The Raman, Simin Shin Yud Zayin Sif Aleph, writes that if you have something that was tied for a week, that's considered a long-lasting knot, and therefore they would be subject to matir. So to rip something that was sewn for a week, or other poskim say 24 hours is enough in order for it to be considered shel kayama, that's already a violation of matir or korea, depending on whether it's a knot or something that's sewn together. So the Chavra, Rav Shlomo Zalman's Kula, requires a little bit of explanation. How could he say, because it's meant to be be opened by the consumer, so it's never really fused together. What do you mean? It's fused together for, I don't know how long the potato chip bag on the shelf in the supermarket has been together. It's more than 24 hours. That much is definite, right? It's more than, it may not be a week, probably is a week, probably is more than a week, but it's definitely more than 24 hours. So how can you say that that's not considered to be a violation of Kareas? Or Scheinberg is quoted as having said that the issue of ripping something that was sealed for a day or a week is only if it was sealed together with the intention of not being opened before that time period. But if it was put together initially with the intention that it should be opened as soon as possible, as soon as reasonable, then, if the manufacturer, let's say, were to have someone show up to the factory and say, we want to buy it all your stock, we're willing to buy, it would save them so much money. They wouldn't have to worry about shipping, and they wouldn't have to worry about, you know, the cost of holding on to these things. So they would love for it to just be, you know, to produce it fast enough that, you know, for people to buy it fast enough that they open it right away as soon as it's packaged. So maybe that's considered halachically as if it's sealed for just a few moments. Again, Rav Chanan Kohn holds that Korea is not an issue on any of this because he said Rav Shlomo Zalman changed his mind at the end of his life and it's all chosalos, and chosalos are not subject to Korea. However, Rav Yashiv is quoted in Hilchos Shabbos B'Shabbos Perek Yudal L'Oslamites to argue on Rav Shlomo Zalman, argue on Rav Scheinberg, and he holds that opening a bag of chips from its opening on the top the regular way by opening the whole top is a violation of Korea. That is also the opinion of Rav Pesach Eliyahu Falk, who was the Rav in Gateshead in the Sefer Pia Pascha B'Chachma Perek Tes Os Vav. So essentially, Korea is our second big issue, right? Bona Sosa we were able to dismiss. When it came to Asiyas Pesach, it was somewhat of an issue, but we were able to suggest that if you either do it all in one sitting, use it all in one sitting, or open it entirely, it's not Asiyas Pesach, but Korea, opening it all the way on the top, may not be enough. According to Rav Shlomo Zalman, that's fine. It's not Korea because it was never meant to be fused together for very long. But according to Rav Yashiv, it is problematic. And then we have the issue of Mechatech. The issue of Mechatech L'chora does not apply over here at all because you're not cutting off a piece of the bag. Mechatech is when you cut off a piece to a precise size. Like where would you have Mechatech? Like maybe it would be a Shailah Mechatech if it's a different kind of bag. It's like an Israeli milk bag. You know, in Israel and I'm told in Canada, they have the milk is in bags. In Israel now they have cartons also. But you know the way to open a milk bag, an American doesn't know how to do it, right? So you get an American to do it because an American will always either open it up like a pinhole or they'll open it up so big that all the milk will just gush all over the place. So then it won't be mechatech. Then you'll be safe. So you get your American friend to open up the milk bag and it's not going to be a problem. But with a bag that you're not taking any part off of it, you're not cutting part of the bag off. You're just opening it up. That lechora is not going to be mechatech. Now, what about the cereal bags here in camp, or like a craisin bag, or even a raisin bag, where like you rip off the tab, and then there's a resealable Ziploc beneath it. So you're ripping off that tab. That's exactly the size that you want to rip off. So Rav Shlomo Zalman is quoting Shmir Shabbos Hilchos Perek Tes Halacha Dalet that using the slit to completely remove the top of the bag is not considered mechatech because you're not really concerned about the exact size of what you're cutting off. Meaning the point is you should just expose the Ziploc and be able to have access to the inside of the bag. You don't really care about the size of what you're cutting off. However, Rav Yashiv says that it is a violation of mechatech because it's sized in such a way where only if you pull off the right amount is it going to be ideal for re-zipping and for using it in the future. And that's why the manufacturer made that dotted line so that you could know to rip along that dotted line. So mechatech might be a problem when it comes to those kinds of bags, although certainly not a problem when it comes to like a potato chip bag or a cereal bag inside of a cereal box. What about mochek? So mochek is just a question of whether there is letters on the packaging or not. If there are letters on the packaging, so then certainly for Ashkenazim, we should be machmir. Rav Tzion Abishol and Rav Vadya are a little more makel when it comes to the letters on the packaging for Sfaradim, but usually that's not the primary issue when it comes to bags. So in the end of the day, can we open those cereal bags on Shabbos? So how many potential violations do we have? So it seems that a Asiyas Pesach we don't have. We use them all in one sitting and we rip open the whole top anyway. Okay, so let's say Asiyas Pesach is not a problem. That's Machan Patish, not a problem. When it comes to Korea, is it a problem of Korea? So, L'chora, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, it is not a problem of Korea. According to Rav Eliashiv, it is a problem of Korea. When it comes to Mechatech, same, right? According to Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, in the cereal bags we have here in camp, where you pull off the top tab and then there's still a ziplock underneath it, according to Rav Shlomo Zalman, it is not a problem of Mechatech, and according to Rav Eliashiv, it is. So that is a little bit about the bags on Shabbos. Okay, now, any questions?